Murder Club, written by Mark Pearson and read by Mark Meadows.
Prologue. The majority of women in society fear rape. No woman is allowed to ignore it. The majority of children are taught to be afraid of strange men who offer us sweets, lifts, etc. We are taught as adults to keep our doors locked, not to be alone, not to look or act in any way that might bring rape upon ourselves. Perhaps the most obvious situation in which we are taught to be afraid is when walking home alone at night. The threat of violence is a total intrusion into women's personal space and transforms a routine and or potential pleasurable activity, for example, a walk in the park, a quiet evening at home, a long train journey, into a potentially upsetting, disturbing, and often threatening experience. 40% of adults who are raped tell no one about it. 31% of children who are abused reach adulthood without having disclosed their abuse. Only 15% of serious sexual offences against people 16 and over are reported to the police. And of the rape offences that are reported, fewer than 6% result in an offender being convicted of this offence. From the Rape Crisis, England and Wales website, 2010. Chapter 1. 12 months ago. Christmas.
"Fuck that," said Jack Delaney.
The middle-aged woman, dressed in a Salvation Army uniform, looked horrified and would have backed away. But the pub was extremely busy, and she was jammed in tight amongst the revellers. Friday night at the Crooked Hat off the Goldhawk Road in Shepherd's Bush was always busy. But it was only a short while to the Christmas holidays, and the Hat was packed with people, young and old alike, getting into the spirit of the season. Office parties mingled with the regulars, and the pub was filled with laughter and shouting, and the kind of unresolved sexual tension that usually leads to regret and red faces the morning after. The couple behind the Salvation Army woman were going some way to resolving that tension, however, if the way they seemed to be swallowing each other's tongues was anything to go by.
"Young women today," thought Delaney. "You've got to love them."
But he wasn't smiling. Delaney wasn't getting into the spirit of the season. He was just getting into the spirit. Irish whiskey, to be precise, and drinking it without strict adherence to the guidelines about the number of units of alcohol it was safe to consume. Jack Delaney had already consumed more than a week's worth of them and tossed back another large Jameson's as he scowled at the woman holding a collecting box under his nose.
"Will you take a drink instead?"
he said to the woman, who shook her head, outraged.
"I don't drink alcohol," she said. "The Salvation Army is a temperate organization. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for the princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts." Proverbs 31:4-6.
Delaney nodded at her and took a glug of his pint of Guinness.
Psalm 104:14-15. "He makes grass grow for the cattle, and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart."
"You have studied the good book?"
she asked, surprised.
"I have studied man," he replied. "And was he not made in God's image?"
"So the Bible tells us."
"Then I have no desire to meet the maker of such a despicable race. Trail your jolly bowl around somewhere else, lady."
The woman's face flushed, whether with anger or embarrassment, Delaney couldn't tell. He didn't care either way.
"Get us another whiskey here,"
he shouted across at the barmaid, a young woman called Aisha, who winked and stuck her thumb up before fetching his drink.
"Oi, I was next,"